Watch Madonna, Shakira, BTS, and Justin Bieber take the World Cup stage. By Breitbart News on July 19, 2026. Madonna opened the World Cup halftime show with her 2000 dance pop hit Music. Joined by star Brazilian soccer players of yesteryear, Ronaldo and Ronaldinho. Madonna, Justin Bieber, BTS and Shakira each brought a bit of one of their hits to the World Cup's first halftime show in a whirlwind performance Sunday that also squeezed in Burna Boy, Ted Lasso and many Muppets. The show at what's otherwise known as MetLife Stadium, outside New York, was an attempt to bring Super Bowl vibes to the World Cup. But the 11-minute performance was considerably more packed than the usual one headliner, 13-minute American football counterpart. Each headliner here spent about 2 minutes performing. Madonna opened the show with her 2000 dance pop hit Music. Joined by star Brazilian soccer players of yesteryear, Ronaldo and Ronaldinho. It started with an apparently pre-recorded piece in a roller rink before she rode into the stadium on a dune buggy. Singing, Music, makes the people come together. Venezuelan conductor Gustavo Dudamel led an orchestra through the White Stripes sports anthem Seven Nation Army. While the Muppets house band, including drummer Animal in lieu of Meg White, provided furry shakes in the background. K-pop sensations BTS took to the field in variations of Red and Black moments later singing Dynamite following a nod to Norway's Viking Row. Promoting the upcoming season of Ted Lasso, Jason Sudeikis and Brendan Hunt, in character, pumped up Justin Bieber, who changed the tempo with Everything Hallelujah, performed with an acoustic guitar and a casual feel. "All right, young man, let's go. It's your big shot," Sudeikis said to Bieber. "Go out there, don't be nervous, nobody's watching." Shakira and Burna Boy followed with their official World Cup anthem Die Die, heard before all 104 kickoffs during this tournament. The Colombian superstar was barefoot, wearing a dress of yellow and pink feathers and surrounded by similarly clad dancers, including a group of children, before the Afrobeats icon joined her in the song whose refrain is an Italian version of Let's Go. Shakira has virtually made a genre out of World Cup songs, including 2010's Waka Waka, this time for Africa. The show wrapped with a PS22 chorus of elementary school students from Staten Island. Backed by Dudamel and joined by Chris Martin, the Coldplay singer who curated the performance, along with Shakira and many more Muppets and Sesame Street characters, including Kermit, Miss Piggy, Count Von Count and Cookie Monster. Dudamel and about 40 musicians, about half from the New York Philharmonic and half from Venezuela's Simon Bolivar Symphony Orchestra, were on the field, though their music was pre-recorded Wednesday at the Manhattan Center. Afterward, Javier Bardem was among the Spanish fans at the stadium celebrating their home country's second World Cup win. Bardem danced and pumped his fist as he celebrated the win. Other stars at the game included Beyoncé and Jay-Z, Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner, and Matt Damon, who was having a big weekend with the epic opening of the Odyssey. He was with his wife, Luciana Barroso Damon, who wore the colors of her native Argentina. Jennifer Hudson, Post Malone and Tom Cruise opened with closing ceremony. Jennifer Hudson, Robbie Williams and others performed a slew of anthems. Post Malone brought an old hit and a new tune and Tom Cruise gave an earnest hype pem-up speech in the pre-match closing ceremony. British singer and former Take That member Williams performed his FIFA anthem Desire, wearing a blue bedazzled tracksuit. He was joined by Pussycat Dolls member Nicole Scherzinger and Italian singer Laura Pausini in blue spangled gowns. Williams had released the song a year ago but dropped a new version with the two women earlier in the week. The streamer iShowSpeed took the field first to perform his World Cup-themed song Champions, atop an image of the Empire State Building. Next was Post Malone, who walked onto the New York/New Jersey Stadium pitch covered with a tarp showing the New York skyline. He sung a brand new song, Chrome Heartbreaker, and was joined by Swae Lee to perform their 2018 duet Sunflower on a hexagon heavy stage in the center of the field. Cruz, who was also part of the Paris Olympics closing ceremony, followed them with a speech delivered in polo shirt and jeans. "Today only two teams remain, España," Cruz said, pausing for cheers before adding, "Why Argentina? Let us celebrate a tournament that brought the world together," he said. Most of the national anthems were piped in during the tournament, but they were performed live on Sunday. EGOT winner and talk show host Jennifer Hudson sang the Star Spangled Banner. Wearing a white suit with red, white and blue trim, she stood in front of a bank of flags of the world, singing a cappella before being joined by a brass band. Spanish brass played Spain's instrumental La Marcha Real, followed by Argentina's Himno Nacional Argentino, sung by pop star Maria Becerra, clad in a flowing dress reminiscent of the Argentine flag.